Welcome to another edition of the Puro Pinche Primos.
Hola, primo, primas. We are back. We are the Puro Pinche Primos. I'm your primo, Luis Velasquez. That's your primo, Christopher Costello. Welcome to another Spurs-only edition of the Puro Pinche Primos. Primo, we're going to hit up the Spurs year in review. The year is officially over. The year, the way I heard it around all different kind of pauses, this is the worst Victor Wembanyama is ever going to be. Be afraid, okay?
Exactly right.
So this is his 2023-2024 year in review. We'll talk about the season that we just had and the future. Well, draft picks, trades, and free agency, primo. So, first off, let's talk about the year. I think we both have different kind of perspectives of the year. What was your take in this year of the San Antonio Spurs?
This is the happiest I've ever been not making the playoffs. Maybe last year was probably better because we obviously were in the lottery. But this is the most relaxed, I should say. Not happiest. The most relaxed I've ever been not making the playoffs. Because I was still panicked last year because we didn't know if we would get the pick, and then we realized that the NBA draft is truly fixed and finally in the favor of the San Antonio Spurs
We can't say finally, all right? Like we've gotten three generational freaking big talent.
But I will say this is that the first two that we got, like that could have been just sheer probability.
Luck, yeah.
This one was very clear, especially with the fact that he had played for Tony Parker in France. And so this just felt like it's too good to be true. It probably is, which means that this is a fix. But I will say, as a year in review, I've been saying it all year. You've been just hating on Pop all year. This is a tryout. This was like PB tryouts. It's like, all right, we know that we are going to be in the mix of things for the next 10 years at least, and these next 2 to 3 years are really about getting into molding the team and like making the lineup that's going to get us there. So with that being said, I feel very comfortable going into the next at least 3 years of our future as the San Antonio Spurs, and I do think we'll be in the conference finals 2 years.
You think we're going to be in the conference finals 2 years?
I think we'll be the conference finals 2 years, just with where we're seeing the NBA playoffs going right now. And we'll talk about that later. But where are you at now as year in review? Going into the Pop hate, because I know you can't help.
So I am with you. To me, there's two questions that needed to be answered this year. Was how fast was Victor Wembanyama going to be a star? Right, did he need a year under his belt? And then
can I just quickly say that I think the moment, at least for me, where it was like, oh, everybody knows now who he really is.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we both saw this live at the same time, is when he got that block towards the end of the game on Giannis. That block in that moment, I think, was where people were like, oh, he's not scared. He's a different one.
Yeah, I think, I kind of saw, before those games, I saw the talent. That is the game that I saw, he had that dog in him, right? I got this. Let's go. I'm me and you, Giannis. I saw that dog in him for the first time in that game. And so, yeah. So, yeah, the first question to me, it was, he's a superstar. But without a doubt, I think the whole league knows he's a superstar. I don't know if you saw today that the unanimous players poll came out.
I did not.
Yeah, so the players poll, and they ask him who's the MVP, who's the most overrated, who's the most underrated. Again, they hate on Rudy Gobert. The league, the players hate because they rated him the most overrated player in the league. To your point, number three was Trae Young.
So thank you. this Trae Young, we're going to get into that. Jesus, man.
And then they voted Wemby as, it was pretty much unanimous, he's the best defensive player. The players did. Okay. All right. So, yeah, he's a superstar, no doubt. To me, he is everything that we thought he was going to be.
Yeah. All right.
And then agreed. To your point, I think the other question that we had was, you know, among these guys, who are we going to keep long term? Who's going to be able to build around? Right. And I'm not sure that we figured that out. Like, Vassell? Okay. Yes?
Yeah. No, Vassell is a... And if anything, he is the potential trade bait for a blockbuster current.
So you don't want Vassell. That's what, like, I think... No. I think to me, Vassell, unless, like, we're getting a superstar...
Exactly.
Right? Like, and I'm talking, like...
Superstar.
There's like six or seven dudes to me.
Okay.
And not that like he's the eighth or ninth best fucking player in the league.
Okay.
But like, we'll go 10. Like, top 10 dudes in the league, and then like, we got to keep Vassell, right? Keldon Johnson, are we convinced on Keldon? I think Keldon, I'm convinced he can be the dude coming off the bench.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed. But I do,
he's tradable, though. Keldon is tradable.
But he's also, I'm completely comfortable with him being in a package deal.
Yeah.
For other bigger pieces. Yeah. Or bigger piece, if it's one guy.
Sochan. I know you want him gone, don't you?
I actually, I have had a complete 180
reverse.
Sochan, I think, needs to be present in the future for this team to win. Like, I think we absolutely need him because the things that he does are really hard. Dude.
Yeah.
And so the specific things that he does fill a lot of gaps that we don't have to worry about Victor making or a legit scorer having to also take on the responsibility of. So Sochan, to me...
Sochan is the dirty dude, right? Like he's the
D&3 guy.
Right. He's the dude that's going to be tough. He's the dude that's gonna start shit. He's the dude that you need one of those. You know, I love those dudes. Right?
Yeah.
I love those dudes on the team.
I think he's the guy that can actually play the high low game. Because of his long arms and his height, obviously, but the high-low with Victor Wembanyama, when we get him actually to post up and spread the floor, he's somebody that can like make passes over the top and then cut to the basket and then dunk on people because of his length.
I agree. There's a spot for him, but you have to play him right. And we didn't play him right until towards the end of the season.
A failed experiment.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go. We're going to go back to that again.
Right. The next... Zach Collins.
So when we looked at this, right, like Zach Collins is like 27 years old. He actually has a torn labrum, which is a shoulder. For anyone that doesn't know what a labrum is, which I did not really ever fully feel confident in knowing.
Yeah.
And I only knew it because I actually hurt it myself at one point in my life and then like learned like, oh, that's your labrum. But essentially, he's got a shoulder injury, but I think he's a really great presence on the team. He seems like a very chill, like supportive teammate. So I'm fine with keeping him, but he also does get paid a lot of money on our part. And again, I think there's very few Spurs on our roster that I'm willing to say like, no, they are absolutely need to remain a Spur.
Yeah, I think the only other ones, like Devontae Graham, he finally showed out towards the end of the year. Like, we don't have to resign. I didn't realize he makes $12 million. He makes
way too much money.
Yeah. We don't need him for $12 million. That's crazy.
I tell you, who needs to be a Spur next up from that list of guys in that realm?
Uh-huh.
Malachi Branham.
Branham, yep.
He is, his development is going to make him a very versatile player. You know who he makes me think of? He makes me think of a Rudy Gay type of player.
Okay.
And Rudy Gay can fit anywhere. And I think Malachi Branham,
I also like Blake Wesley a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I think he, as far as just depth-wise, like, I'm not asking for a lot of minutes from Blake. Like, he can give us good 8 to 10 minutes. Maybe push it to 12.
He's great energy. You need that in playoff runs.
The only other person on this roster that I would like is worthy to talk about staying is Trey Jones.
No.
I think Trey Jones could be, he's a number two point guard. I think he'd be a great point guard off the bench.
Yes.
And I think that his weaknesses show because we have to play him so many minutes. And so he, like, doesn't look good. But, again, another dude like Sochan, like, if we can put him in the right role, like, he could be legit.
Yeah. Can I say something that we have not talked about so far? I think I kind of alluded to it. I am fully, fully sold, straight from an athleticism and size perspective, on Sidy Sissoko. Who we drafted after Wembanyama.
Yeah, yeah. He's French too, right?
He's French. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the last couple of games.
Yeah, I did. I have, yeah.
But there's also highlights. You need to look up Austin Spurs highlights on him. He is like, there is nobody as athletic as him on the floor. Like, he is like insanely talented. And he's 6'6".
Yeah. No, I agree.
He could be the point guard of the future.
You think so? Yeah.
I think that he's going to end up being the starting point guard for the Spurs. Now, does that mean that I wouldn't go get another point guard? Absolutely, because this guy's so athletic that you could play him at either the one or play.
I think he's going to be – he could – yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like, there's obviously something there. He's only 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I like him to put a little bit more weight on.
More weight? Think,
yeah, he's like 200 pounds right now. And to be 6'6", that's kind of, he needs I 10, 15 pounds would be all right.
You're right.
Yeah, no, I agree. Other than that, though, there's nobody. I'm looking at the roster right now, like Devontae Graham, we talked. I think, Devontae Graham can go because we don't need to pay $12 million for that dude.
He's also a defensive liability, which is really tough. But he makes me think, Devontae Graham, of like a Patty Mills type of injection in a game. Like, yo, get in there and get like three buckets in the next like 3 minutes.
Is he the one who scored that last point against Denver?
Devontae Graham,
yeah.
That was big time.
Yeah, that was big time. Yeah, that was big time.
Arsenal of ways to score. He's a scorer. And I think
that game to me was
so talented. I think he might be the guy whose jersey I get.
Devontae Graham?
No, Sissoko.
Oh, Sissoko? You trying to get a Sissoko jersey?
Yeah, no, I think he might, like, I think...
Listen, I still need a win. I need a Wemby jersey, so fans out there, if you want to, you know, support the cause and give us, a Fiesta. I love the Fiesta jerseys. Turquoise or the tan one?
Even those, to me, are like, I don't know, man. Can't get with those.
All right, anyway. So, anybody else... that you want to talk about as far as keeping? I don't like Blake Wesley.
So I think when looking at that lineup, it's definitely like who's there next year.
Yeah.
And who we're looking at is, to me, it's obviously Victor is going to be at the five.
Right.
Vassell, I'm taking at the two.
Okay.
Can it go back between like playing the three
and the four? Yeah.
Those three and Sissoko, as you can hear me saying over and over.
Yeah, I think you just like saying the name.
No, I don't even know if I'm saying it properly, which is kind of embarrassing. But I think this kid, man, like, look up the highlights in the Austin Spurs. He's just like next.
And here's the thing with the Spurs right now, they have so many draft picks, like, they may not need to like trade away.
Exactly. Players.
Yeah, trade away players that like. So to me, I would love for next year's roster, I would love Wemby, Keldon, Vassell, Sochan, and then you want your Sissoko.
Yeah, now he's gotta be there.
He's gotta be there. And so that's five already. Like, I feel like that could be, like...
all of them on good deals, right? Six. Like, we already... No.
Trey, we got to keep Trey?
No, I'm okay with trading.
Trey.
Get another... I think that for those guys, look, I think there was a point where a while back, it gave you like a really crazy breakdown of the Spurs. So, like, this is just on these guys alone, if we can get rid of, right? Mm-hmm. Collins,
yeah,
Devontae Graham, and Jones.
Uh-oh.
Combined, just those three guys together are making $38 million of our salary cap. $38 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want Jones because I think he's a legit backup. Like,
okay, so I'll
he's
say
got
this.
A spot.
I'll say this then. Let's keep him, right? You say right. Keep Jones. Collins and Graham alone are at 28.5.
Yeah,
you know how much Dejounte Murray makes a year?
Murray?
20.
How much?
I think he's making 35 a year.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So, I'm good getting rid of those two guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And a low-level pick, in like deep in the future, to go get DeJounte Murray back.
You want to get Murray back?
Yeah. I would get Murray back strictly for defensive presence and a guy who's not scared to take the last shot at the end of the game when they double or triple Wemby.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's proven this year that he can hit those, which is why it's crazy to me that if we want to get into this in free agency now, that people want Trae Young. I have no idea why anyone would want Trae Young. Would ever think that Trae Young would fit on a Spurs team when he played no defense.
Yeah, I can see. The more, like, I was all in on Trae Young. I was okay with that. And I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm looking at it as far as, like, star power. And, like, we never get that star that everybody wants. Everybody, you know, we never get that. We never get that dude. The last dude that we got was LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yep.
And then before that, like, I can't even think of somebody, like, a big-time free agent that came to the Spurs or a big-time trade.
Mm-hmm.
That came to the Spurs. But let's talk, all right, we talked about what we want to keep. Let's talk about what we're going to need in the future. And to me, you got to look at what...
I'm sorry, let me say this. Let me go back to this really quick. Yeah. DeJounte only makes 25 a year.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Got to go get him.
I mean, we've got money for him, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what we need. We were 28th in the league in three-point percentage. We were 29th in the league with open threes. Free throws, we're 28th in the league. Defensive rebounds allowed, 28th in the league. Turnovers, were 27th in the league. So to me, it like screams guard play, right? We need we need 3-point shooting, and we need to stop turning the ball over. So a legit point guard.
Okay.
To build around. Now, to me, I think... let's talk about trades. Let's go with trades. You want to do trades first? Like, who's out there?
Okay.
In the trade room. And to me, I would love who's recently... I've heard a lot about being on the trade market. He's currently in the playoffs right now. And Donovan Mitchell. To me, a Donovan... that would be the number one trade dude. That's out there as a rumor.
Uh-huh. Right?
Donovan Mitchell, and then PG is also out there for the Clippers.
Injury prone. That's the only reason why.
Yeah, yeah. But he kind of
he's a player. He's got all the things, but the brother gets hurt too much, and he's aging.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, we will have a spot for him where he's not the dude, right? And he does, like, right now he's not the dude, but he kind of got to be the dude.
Yeah,
because the other ones are aging.
Yeah, he's the 1B.
Yeah. And so I would like PG out, but I think we should go all in for Donovan Mitchell.
So this is the thing about Donovan Mitchell. He seems to me, I had this kind of barbershop talk, right? Shout out to my boy Charlie Hustle. Charlie did this thing one time. I was like, yo, there's something up with Donovan Mitchell. And I was like, I know. There's like, what is it? He's like, he's one of these guys. And I know people can't see us as we're doing this, but you can see me do this. And Charlie did this to me. He was like. And I was like, yo, Donovan Mitchell is a side eye guy. Like, he looks shady. Like, he looks like he's ready to turn on you in like any moment. And I would also say that in those moments in Utah, it seemed like there was like issues between him and teammates where he was kind of like turned. He also strikes me as like a diva-ish guy that needs a lot of like attention and like positive reinforcement. And if he doesn't get that, like, he's just like disgruntled. Like, he needs people to kiss his ass. That's the only thing for me that Donovan Mitchell presents that I'm like worried about. I don't want that type of like guy to be the leader or even the number two.
Is there anybody else out there that you've heard, you know, as far as being trade bait?
Well, you brought up two people. One was Steph Curry, which we know that is never going to happen.
Never, never.
Which I would love, but obviously, and not actually, like, it would fit with Victor Wembanyama, right?
Right.
Especially because Victor Wembanyama himself can hit threes from that distance. But I think that for me, like, you brought up Chris Paul. And he's someone to me that could be the backup. Now, here's the thing that I don't think that, like, we're like, and when I'm seeing ahead, is I want DeJounte and Chris Paul. And I want that attitude at point guard. Because both of those guys will be barking on people to make sure that Victor gets the ball. Right? Like, and now imagine, like, you in like, a third quarter, you can sit DeJounte. And you have Chris Paul lobbing it up and setting up Victor Wembanyama on pick and rolls. Imagine that type of pick and roll action between those two guys and you spread the floor. You're going to get a bunch of and ones. But also then you can bring off Keldon and DeJounte off the bench in a like third quarter scenario. To me, that's like the ideal thing. And I think it's cheaper in a lot of ways than other routes to go get other guys.
What about you bringing back DeJounte? DeMar? Do we bring back DeMar?
I think if you get DeJounte, DeMar will come.
You think so?
And I think this is the only thing. DeMar DeRozan would have to come on the cheap. And DeMar DeRozan has been very clear, right? The Spurs even set him up when he left. Is like, go get your money as your career comes to an end. But DeMar DeRozan in his closeout interview, I don't know if you saw this after the Bulls loss, brought up, I just want to win, and was basically calling out the organization to be like, yo, go get the roster.
Well, he just declined a 2-year, $80 million contract offer.
Did he?
Yeah.
So he's leaving.
Yeah,
he's
out. That's what I'm saying. Like, he just
he's out. So
2-year, $80 million, $40 million a year. He said bye.
Because he is the guy that needs to be there now, bro. Like, think about this. Contract wise.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, DeJounte Murray, DeMar DeRozan on that roster with the current deals that we have with Victor Wembanyama, Sohan, Keldon Johnson, Vassell. They all fit money-wise.
Here's the thing, what I don't like about any of those dudes that you talked about was I just told you what our holes were. None of that fixed our three-point problem. None of that fixed our three-point problem.
Okay.
DeMar doesn't die really. Murray, he's not great. Right, and gotcha. Chris Paul definitely not.
This is where I do think it fixes our three-point problem and preserving Victor Wembanyama. You don't put him in the paint now, right?
You don't put Wemby in the paint.
You now have DeRozan to roam free in hitting his like mid-range game, DeJounte to go down the lane, and now Chris Paul can be the one when DeRozan, DeJounte sit. He's the one setting up lobs. Now Victor Wembanyama goes to the paint. He doesn't live in the paint. He's the guy that actually is waiting outside for the three. Because who's going to block that three?
Yeah, but he's got to give it. Like, we said earlier, like, this is the worst Wemby's going to be. Like, I don't think his three is quite. I think we need to spread it out. And now the more that I think about it, the more I don't like it having DeMar on this team.
Okay, I can see that.
Just because he's Mr. Mid-range, right? Like, he don't miss a mid-range. He is, okay, you know, last of a dime. But I feel like we need to spread the court out.
And he would mess up the movement.
Yeah, yeah. It's just they're both in there, right? So
here's a 26-year-old that only gets paid $9 million a year, mm-hmm, who's not known for the three, but he'll get so many more open threes, and I think he does so much more, is Malik Monk.
Oh, yeah. We already talked about Malik Monk.
The agency, yeah, with an injury.
Yeah.
Which I'm means you that can pay him and offer him less, but also his own team may not want him back.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, we need, I think this year is, this offseason may be the most important offseason for the Spurs, right? I feel like we have to be like 100% all in. We're going to go out and do this thing.
Can I bring up a name?
Yes.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Klay Thompson.
Absolutely. That's, to me, that would be the first one we go after.
Okay, because Klay Thompson, we were going to bring this up before, but Klay Thompson, this is how he ended before that last game, because people are like, it's his last game in Golden State, and he goes 0 for 10 with 0 points. People are talking about, like, they're done, and they got to break up that group. Klay Thompson, in his last 5 games, scored, and I'm going from, like, the furthest game back to the most recent, 16, 32,
yeah,
27,
what?
19, and 25. That 0 for 10, that's actually more of an outlier anomaly than these other games where he was scoring 16, 30, because he was averaging 17 for the season. You telling me that he can't get more or at least meet that mark when he's got more wide open threes than he did in Golden State?
Yeah,
and he doesn't move as much.
Yeah, I agree. Like, to me, Klay just clicks all the boxes that we need, right? A 3-point, yes, he can get there. We can set him up, right? He's not really a creator of his 3-point, right?
He doesn't need to be.
Yeah, and so, like, that would be available for him. Leadership wise, like, I think he would be the perfect leader because he's the anomaly of, like, he doesn't go out drinking, he don't go out partying, like,
he's an OG too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that he would embrace the fact of, like, being the number one leader on the, yep, team, right? No longer behind Draymond, no longer behind Steph.
Yep.
Like, he would just embrace the fact. I think the Kerr and Pop, you know, friendship there, and will just be perfect. Now, Klay's been linked to Orlando a lot that I've seen.
Why is that? Is that, like, he live out there, or is that, like?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, like, he's a big boat dude. That's the only thing. Like,
yeah,
he's all about his lifestyle, right? And so, the thing that's gonna hurt us is, he smokes weed. And
why would that hurt?
Because you're not gonna be able to do that in Texas.
Of course,
not like he would like to, right? He likes to go spend the day out on his boat smoking weed.
Got it. Yeah, there's no boat out there.
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna go to the freaking Gulf, the dirty ass water.
He'll go to Houston.
Yeah, but to me that would be the number one priority for me, is to go after Klay. A good 2-year deal, like 2-3-year deal, like just this. But like he wanted max money from the Warriors, and that's kind of what he told them last month or something. And I don't want to pay max money for Klay. Like, I'm saying go after him, but, like, not like that. Like, he doesn't deserve max money.
No. And which would make me think why it's, like, such a outside chance and, like, a outside thing that he would be that guy. Honestly, I think that it seems like Vassell's trending to being that 3-point guy. But also going forward, like, I don't see anyone who's really, like, a constant 3-point threat out there that is a free agent. And I feel like at this point, we need to make sure that we're getting some sort of like major scorer on the team if we're going to have a chance at like growing and making this better. Now, this is my thing. Who out there do you see as potentially disgruntled that would be willing to leave? And I'm not saying like just as a scorer, but in general, just someone who needs more like love and attention, who wants to be a person who wants to like score.
I
think your guy, you that was probably the best one, is Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
And I can see him leaving Cleveland. I don't know who needs to be like out of their current situation. And I think for me, one of the considerations is, which I don't think they'll come here, but I think they're going to blow up that Phoenix Suns team.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
Either that or Vogel is gone. And it probably Vogel gone first before they blow it up.
Yeah.
But I don't see how that's working. And I'm not sure where there's like going to be a guy that comes out. But we need to figure out something.
So I just looked up the top 3-point shooters this year.
Yeah.
And so I like from the Lakers, D'Angelo Russell.
No way, bro.
I think that would be good. Isn't Maxey a free agent? Is Maxey a free agent?
Maxey might be a free agent. I'm not too sure. But Maxey's going to be there. They're going to keep Maxey.
Yeah, you think so?
He's not leaving. He's their guy out there. The guy that, you know, that's been a 3-point shooter who I think would fit and be a good spur who is a free agent is Buddy Hield.
Yeah, I've been on this Buddy Hield kick for like 3 years now.
And Buddy Hield makes right now what Zach Collins makes.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's for like, sure.
Yeah. So that seems like, all right, because I tell you what, somebody who was out this year who probably is going to be the kind of enforcer for us is Charles Bassey.
Yeah.
Who hurt his knee earlier this year, but is a beast.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I still like Paul George was fifth in 3-pointers made this year. Like he still got that. And now that he's getting older, like that's what he's relying on.
Yeah.
I'm all in. Go for Paul George, go for Clay. I like Russell. I like Malik Beasley from the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
That could be something that, I mean, is Dame happy there? Is he, I don't know. I don't think Dame is happy in Milwaukee, but I don't think San Antonio will make him any happier. He wants to be in Miami.
Yeah, I can see that. And, you know, I think, look, we're in a position where, like, the NBA is such a, like, things are flipping so quickly,
right.
It feels like, in the league, that we need to make sure that we just pick who our target is as a free agent or as, like, a trade, which is why I'm always like, who's willing to, like, leave and not scared of a small market, right? I don't know if this person would leave or not, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking about like someone like right now, this morning, I'm sure you heard Stephen A. Smith is yelling for Giannis to be a Knick.
He's not leaving Milwaukee.
And so I don't know if he's the guy that leaves, but you know, there's who I'm hoping is not happy very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Is Anthony Edwards.
That's not. I think they're going to wrap that dude up in fucking in money so bad. Like he's, to me right now, he's going to be going into next season. He's probably top 3 player in the NBA.
Yeah, no, he's right. The one.
Yeah, he's the one. He's that dude and he's only 22 years old.
Yeah. He's the one.
Yeah.
They're going to me. He's the future. Like
unless the only thing like He's not going to want to, like, if he wants to leave, he's going to leave for market, right? Because he's just, he's so marketable, he's going to leave for a Lakers team. He's going to leave for a Knicks team. Something like that. That's what I think.
But who's left? Who do we, who can we count on to be like, this might be a person that we need to go after?
To me, the only one is Donovan. Like, that's...
Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell, when you're talking about, like, a legit, like, he could push to be a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's disgruntled, and, you know, you have to go either PG or Donovan Mitchell. And to me, Donovan Mitchell is that top tier. But let's, okay, let's move on. Now, when we talk about future in the Spurs, you got to talk about their draft pick. Well, they have got plenty, right? They have their pick this year, which probably looks like the sixth pick, fifth or sixth pick, I think the odds are. You have, they also have the Raptors pick, but it is like, it has to be a number seven pick. I think it's top six protected, which is right there, like, right as far as the odds go, I think they're like right to be like sixth or seventh as far as the lottery goes.
Okay.
So that being said, if the Raptors get a top like six pick, then that rolls over to next year again until it's not a top six pick, right? But they have a ton of second round picks this year too. They have the Bulls pick in the second round, which is from DeRozan. They have their pick. They have a Celtics pick, if I'm looking at this correct. Where's second round pick? Yeah, I mean, they have... Frick, I don't know how to read. I'm looking at this. I don't know how to read this thing right. It's very confused. All right, but they... All right, next year, 2025, of course, they have their pick. And then they have a Chicago pick in the first round that's top 10 protected. They have the Hawks pick also next year in the first round.
Well, the thing is, too, we finished the fourth worst team in the league.
Right.
So our current pick is already solid.
Yeah, yeah. It could be. Hopefully, they push for a top three. Like, hopefully, ping pong balls go the right way. Unfortunately, like, this is not a great draft class. So I think my thoughts is if we can get Toronto's pick this year, then we can use both of our first round picks as trade bait. Right?
Got it.
There's nothing. There's the dude from Serbia who may be like what we need.
Nikola Topic?
Yeah, Topic. And then the other dude from France. That, other than those two, other than those two, there's not really, like, you can get the two guards from Kentucky, but those are, like, if they're going to be good, like, that's 3-4 years, right, of work. Like, they're both freshmen coming out. It's going to take time for those two to be productive in the way that we would want them to be. And, so I would be okay with this year, like, us trading away both our first round picks.
But for what?
For one of the guys that we talked about, for a Donovan Mitchell, a PG, for one of those.
And I keep going back to this because I didn't think I would be saying this, but I think that would be something that very quickly Atlanta would give up. Or they know that it's coming, right? Like, they know they got it at some point. And I think for them, they're stuck because I think they know they got to pick between DeJounte and Trey.
I feel like they're going to get rid of both of them, honestly. I feel like they're blowing up the whole thing.
So if you can get them one of those picks to get, like, the kid from Kentucky that you mentioned, Dillingham.
Right.
Or one of these guys that you just mentioned where they're, like, in the running for something, I think they'd be willing to give up DeJounte very much on the cheap. And his current contract, like I mentioned before, $25 million is not hard to come by right now with these stars that we got on their rookie deals. I do think he's the guy, man. He just fits. Look, envision this.
Okay.
DeJounte Murray.
Okay.
With Devin Vassell.
Okay.
With Jeremy Sochan.
Okay.
With Wembanyama at the four.
Okay.
And then any other guy that we've got at the five. You can put Bassey, whatever, and that's just like a defensive guy. That's the person there to guard. So Wembanyama can help and swat everything away, right? But we could essentially have a Chris Paul, Malik Monk, Keldon Johnson type of bench.
That's a lot. You listen. And here's my vision. Here's my vision. DeJounte at the one. Klay Thompson, two.
Okay.
Vassell, three. Sochan, four. Wemby, five. With Buddy Hield.
I like it.
And Keldon Johnson coming off our bench.
Gotcha. And you keep Jones as your backup point guard.
You know what? No, that's not my vision. I want Donovan Mitchell on this team.
Okay.
I want Donovan Mitchell. What is he, a three? Or is he a point guard? What is Donovan
play? A one.
Is he a one?
Yeah, he's a point guard.
Yeah. So, yeah. Donovan, I'm going to get DeJounte out of there. Donovan.
Klay Thompson.
Klay.
Too expensive.
You think so? I mean.
I think. Because Donovan Mitchell's going to demand max money. Do you think
yeah,
that
I
you.
Think so. I think so. Yeah.
So, do you want to spend that max money on that position in that way?
Yeah.
You do.
For Donovan, yes. I'm okay. Like, you need two max players, right?
Yeah.
So him and Wemby would be our max players.
Okay.
Klay. Nah, like we don't need to give. Like I don't know. His is gonna be like I don't know what he wants. Right, but we can't max him, but we can't disrespect him either. Right. So somewhere in the middle of maxing and not being disrespectful is where to pay him at.
Which is probably at about $25 million.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'm okay.
Okay.
I think that team right there.
Yeah.
By year two.
Western Conference Finals.
Western Conference Finals.
I can see that.
Yeah. I'm good with that. So look, hey Primo. We fixed the Spurs. Again, we've done it again. Mark it off. We are GMs of the year. But I mean we can save this for another episode going down the road, but I still want a new coach. And so I'm still looking out there. Any new coaches out there, send me your resume.
I've been screaming it since the last offseason. It looks like everything fell apart in Detroit. Go get Monty Williams.
I'm okay with Monty. But, Pop, don't make this hard on us. We cannot fire you. It's obvious. You are a legend. We're going to put a freaking statue up, right? Bigger than Allen Iverson statue. Okay. I'm going to put a statue out in front.
Of him screaming at little kids or something?
Yeah, we're going to retire something. I don't know what maybe a tie or something goes up in the Raptors. Okay? We're going to give you a Riverwalk parade. Okay? You can go any wine. We will buy you a winery. Okay? We will buy you your own winery.
He has one.
Well, you can have another one. Like in Italy somewhere where you go retire. Okay? But you have to retire. It is time. If not this year, I am willing. I have opened up enough to where, like, let's get him a whole new roster next year. See what he does with that.
Okay.
And then.
I appreciate that. Okay. Because I think they're selling them short. Yeah. But I agree with you that if he doesn't do it with that roster, he's gone.
We have to be in the playoffs next year.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
We have to be in the playoffs next year. I'm not asking for, like, I don't want to play in.
No, I agree.
We have to be in the fourth, fifth.
Top four.
Yeah, we got to do that. And then, or if not, then, you know, retirement is your way out. All right, Primo. That is our Spurs in review. Did you have one thing you want to go out fixing the Spurs?
Max Player has to be on the team by next season.
Yes. Like, this is the offseason. Don't wait. Yeah,
there's got to be some major move where we lure somebody that's big over here.
Absolutely. If not, the real GM gets fired and we come in and take over. We are the Puro Pinche Primos, and we are out.